Walt Dibb, Tula Red Rage. You know, a couple of texters raise a fair point, and that is that, you know, maybe these people are just all predicting Ohio State to win the playoff, you know, and that they could still do that. They could, but they're never getting back to number one in the regular season if they lose to Texas, because Texas would have to lose twice, and Texas would already have that win over Ohio State, you know. And so my point is also, you flip that over, you know, some people thought that the thing was on a loop or something, Ramon, with my Ohio State. Trust me, one time said, did it sound funny trying to say it? At the 100% it did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting towards the end of it, and now I'm starting to sound like a barroom drunk. You know, I'm like, I can't just keep saying Ohio State.
Right.
It's like, it's all running together. You know, sound like, you know, McConnell or Biden.
Oh, my God. Ohio State. They wouldn't know what to say about Ohio State.
Yeah, no. No, they wouldn't even know what that reference is. But I think in terms of that picture, it just seems odd to me that there aren't people picking Texas to win the game and then Texas to be number one. It just seems odd to me. I think the concern about Ohio State, to my way of thinking, would be if they lose that game, then what happens with the rest of their season? You know, I don't know. Their schedule is really tough. Look, a texter asked me about Sayan. He said, I'm excited to see how Julian Sayan does this season. Well, he made a statement. And I agree. I mean, Sayan's going to be incredible. You know, I mean, he completed 76% of his passes last year in his first year as a starter. So he's going to be better. And I don't know statistically how much better he can be, but he's going to be better. He's going to be improved. He's going to know more. He's going to be unbelievable because he has weapons everywhere. The Ohio State offense is going to be insanely good. There's no question about that. And I can understand why people are picking them. I just think if you basically start your season with a loss, I think it's harder to navigate it. Yeah, you have a whole season to overcome it, and if you lose a close game on the road, no one's going to hold it against you. But it still becomes more difficult, and the dilemma is that you can't really lose additional games, any of them, if you want to be number one, unless it's after the playoff, which is true. Texas said, I think Texas is going to be really good. I just don't trust Stark in that Ohio State game. I get that. I get that. But, again, it's a game that Texas really could have won last year. And I just think at home, this is a game they should win. They have to win. You know, when you're a team like that, you have to be able to control your home field. And they are going to be equally loaded with weapons. I mean, both teams are going to have insane offensive weapons. Ohio State is Bo Jackson. You got the freshman five-star receiver in Henry. You've got, obviously, the best receiver in the nation in Jeremiah Smith. You have additional receiving talent and depth from the prior years. The receiving talent is great. And it's Bo Jackson, I think I mentioned him, but the running back is talented. Sayan is ridiculously good. The offensive line should be pretty good. Texas offensive line should be much improved. They have two talented backs in Hollywood Smothers and Malik Brown. They have two insanely talented receivers of their own in Cam Coleman and Ryan Winga. You know, that should be a game for the ages. But I believe the spread right now in that game is a pick'em. I believe South Point had a number on that. I believe it was a pick'em. I think Texas will win that game. I think it'll be a tough game. I think it'll be played in the 20s, unlike last year's game. It'll be a different game, but I think it'll be played in the 20s. Illini J says Ohio State will make the playoffs even at 10-2 or even 10-3 if they lose the Big Ten championship. Well, we don't know about the three. You know, we don't know about that. It depends. So we'll see. Dexter said, in the spirit of correct information, you should repeat that list, but say the Ohio State University each time. Yeah, no. That's hysterical.
I don't think you want to do that again.
That's hysterical, but there's not a chance in hell I'm doing that. But that is funny. That actually sort of made my dad. It's very funny. That's well played, Dexter. All right, I want to look at the AP poll compared to what we did. All right. And when did I come out with ours? Like 2 weeks ago? Is that it? 2 weeks? It was before the coaches.
August 4th.
Okay. August 4th. Look at Ramona all over it, which is basically 2 weeks ago, right? 15 days ago. All right. So what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What? What are you laughing at? What?
You.
Why? Because it is 2 weeks ago, isn't it?
I know. Okay. And you wanted to make sure you point that out, that you got it right, that it was 2 weeks. Yeah, we know you're right. Okay, Walt, yeah, it was 2 weeks. It just kills me.
It's hysterical. All right, so on the AP poll, they have Clemson in the others receiving vote category. They had Clemson as basically the 26th team. With 112. How about this? I didn't even notice this before. Oh, no. Sorry. Sorry, Seminoles.
What?
Sorry, Seminoles.
Oh, no. What?
It's Florida, not Florida State.
Oh, no.
And then Boise State, who would be my G5 entry. Still considered that. Arizona, 32. I have Arizona ranked, so we'll talk about that. They do have South Carolina in others receiving votes, but just with 10. Western Michigan and Liberty each received a vote. Well, it's nice to know that there's a Western Michigan and Liberty grouping. How about that? I'm not exactly sure how or why that would be, but regardless, it doesn't matter. All right, Ramona, we're going to go through this sort of side by side, take a look at what they did and what we did. All right.
All right. So are you gonna read their others receiving votes? So we read our close but no cigar. Or you mean leave them?
Oh well, no. You can just go through their our close but no cigar to start.
Okay. All right. Our close but no cigar is Michigan, Boise State, Hawaii.
By the way, I got to stop you for a second.
Of course.
it's interesting that they had Minnesota in others receiving votes, because I've been very high on Minnesota, and I thought it was an island. Now, they only had 5 votes, so they're not really close. I mean, they probably have 10 teams in front of them. All right.
I don't know where I was. So
start over.
Michigan, Boise State, Hawaii, South Carolina, Air Force, Virginia Tech, and Utah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's those.
Yeah. Okay. So those are my close but no cigar.
Correct.
Okay. All right. They have at number 25, Missouri. I don't believe I ranked Missouri. Did I?
You did not.
Okay. Who did I have at 25?
Alabama. Like you don't know.
Oh, Alabama.
Yeah.
I had Alabama at 25. Okay. Yeah, and I think they'll be lucky to get there. But I did not rank Missouri. I was a little concerned about the Ahmad Hardy situation. We still don't really have any definitive answer on that deal. So I don't know that. But I have Alabama at 25. And they have, let's just scroll up here, and they have Alabama at 13. Because there's a rule, Ramona. It's a well-known national rule. It's right in the Constitution. You cannot rank Alabama lower than 13.
Is that right?
It is.
Is that right?
Yeah,
it's written right there.
Yeah, it is. Right in the Constitution.
I see.
Yeah.
Constitution. Our founding fathers
did
that.
Father,
they put
founding
that there.
Fathers, yep. Yep. Ben Franklin knew that there would be a time that this could be questioned and didn't want to have
any. He was an SEC fan.
Right. He didn't want to have any nonsense about Alabama being ranked lower than 13. Yeah. John Hancock, he agreed with that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, John Hancock. So I have Alabama 25, and they have Missouri 25. And again, I did not rank Missouri. So already we have some disagreement. Number 24, Ramona, they have Louisville. Again, I'm high on this Louisville team because of the Browns. The offensive line, bit of a mystery. It's basically a transfer offensive line. But I'm high on Louisville because of the Browns and because of the quarterback. I think it's a big upgrade over Moss where they were a year ago. But it's really, for me with Louisville, it starts with the Browns. I think they have the best running back room in America. I saw a Pro Football Focus thing the other day that had them fifth. I don't know how that can be. I mean, both guys average 8 yards a carry. I just think Brown and Brown at Louisville cannot be matched. And then they add the transfer kid from Missouri, who's 225 pounds, who just wasn't getting a chance to play because he was behind Ahmad Hardy. So they have another hammer. I think the Louisville, again, I have to make certain assumptions about the offensive line, but I think Brown and Brown almost don't need an offensive line. So I think they have the best run game in America. I rank them as well. I don't know exactly where I put them, but the AP pollsters put Louisville number 24.
Okay, you put Iowa at 24.
Okay. And
Louisville is 15.
Okay, so I have
is that how you want me?
Yeah. I have Louisville much higher than they do at 15. I think Louisville is going to play for the ACC title as of now. I think that the ACC championship game is most likely Miami and Louisville. I think the other two most likely teams to get there are Clemson and SMU in no particular order. And some of that just depends on those early season games. I still think that the Florida State SMU game is not a game that's receiving a bunch of attention, but I think it's one of the most important ACC games in the season because I think it's going to determine the way both those teams go the rest of the year. And obviously it's an early league game too. All right. So they have Louisville at 24 and I have who at 24?
Iowa.
This is where Iowa always is to me. Iowa is like always 9-3. They're like perpetual 9-3. Except for the year they went to the Rose Bowl a million years ago. They're basically 9-3 every single year. The names change, but the results don't. They have two talented running backs. Kirk Ferentz, as he often does, seems to have a somewhat favorable schedule. And so I think they're going to be in this range right here. All right. Number 23, they have Houston. The fighting Connor Wegmans. Wegman back for another year at quarterback. That's Willie Fritz. He gets Makai Hughes back from Oregon, who is his star tailback at Tulane. He's going to like that. This is a good team. It's a good team. It's a really well-coached team. They have a good quarterback. The only question would be a couple of the schedule games. They do have to play at Texas Tech, where they're a 15-point underdog. Were they to win the Texas Tech game, now you're talking about a team that's going to be in contention, perhaps for the Big 12 title. That's where we are with Houston. So they had Houston 23, Ramona. Who did I have 23?
Maryland.
Oh, yeah, one of my surprise picks, who already lost a star defensive player to injury, which is just what you want when you author a surprise pick. All right, we'll be right back.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. I'm excited to serve as the lead commentator for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls Mark.
I just can't sign up for everything. The headline is, on three, South Carolina stars Dylan Stewart and Jacarius Peake are unlikely to be ready for the start of the season.
Why?
They have injuries. Let me see what happens when I go to Chris Lowe, because he's the guy who actually is associated with this. Mm, Mm-mm-mm. I'm not seeing it. Well, regardless, that's not good news for South Carolina. If you started to rank South Carolina's players, those are two of their absolute best players. I mean, certainly two of their top five players without question. So that is not good news. Now, again, I don't know how long they're going to be out. We knew that Peak was dealing with some sort of injury. Speculation seemed to be at one point that he would be ready for the start of the season. So if you have additional information on that, if you're a South Carolina fan, you have additional information or updates on those two guys and when they will be available, by all means, let me know. Ramona, did you see the video on my Twitter feed?
I saw a video. You talk about the lady in the car. I guess it's a lady. I don't know.
Yes, it's a lady.
It's a lady? Yeah. Okay. She drove her car.
It's another you can't park there situation.
They had a barrier there.
I don't understand how or why her car is where it is.
I mean, she must have
flied
because the barrier
is parking lot.
High.
It's like a little village parking lot.
She would go, if she was in one of those high-rise parking garages, she went right out down.
Yeah. So her vehicle, this is on my Twitter feed. You can find it.
Yeah.
Butch will get to you in a minute. Her vehicle is teeter-tottering.
Yeah.
Over the edge of a cement wall. And
it's hard to watch.
Right. And if it goes forward any further, she falls into a ditch. Relatively deep ditch. Now, again, how she winds up there is just inexplicable. This is like the guy in the tree yesterday.
Yeah.
How she winds up there, inexplicable, because, again, you can only go so fast. You're in I don't know what's in there, like a pizza place and a laundromat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's not driving down the highway or nothing at some speed.
Right. It's just a little neighborhood. You know, a couple little stores in there. And so the parking lot is not that big. And there's just no way you can get a vehicle where she has her vehicle. How, why, how that happened, I don't have the slightest idea. That's like my first question. But the really bad news for her, Ramona, is that Mr. Helper came to help her.
Yeah, somebody tried to help her.
Yeah. Fat shirtless boob. It's always a fat shirtless drunk boob who has to come to try to your rescue. It can't just be a normal friggin' person with an IQ over 50. Bad luck for her, Ramona. She got the fat, clueless, shirtless boob with the IQ under 50. And his answer, thinking that apparently he has superhuman strength or something, his answer was to push downward on the back of her teeter-tottering vehicle.
Yeah, and when he did that, it just pushed it right over.
Right, because, again,
and the door flew open. I was surprised she didn't get crushed by the car.
Yeah, well, he managed to basically to flip the entire vehicle on its roof. He flipped the entire...
She's all right.
He flipped the entire... Oh, then he went to check on her afterward.
Yeah, he ran down there to help her.
Yeah, see, this is why you have to be really careful about Mr. Helper. Like for example, the time I got stuck with the Black Beauty, and I was literally in a massive hole. I mean, like no one could see me. I was that far in the hole, and I was also teeter tottering.
Yeah.
If I had taken a dime and thrown it to the passenger side of the vehicle, it would have gone over. And I knew I was screwed, and I had no answer for what I was going to do. But then, Ramona, and I was in the mountains of North Carolina, okay? And then I see, you know, the Hatfields and the McCoys come running down. The Hatfields and McCoys are coming to help me. And I'm like, no. I don't want that help, because the same reason I don't want this idiot helping me. So I hammered the gas. I shoved it into four-wheel drive, and I hammered the gas. And amazingly, Black Beauty brought me up out of that hole like Chitty Chitty friggin' Bang Bang. And I got out. I got out. It's the greatest escape ever.
Yeah, you
and
didn't run over any of your helpers, did that, you?
No,
when you did
no.
That?
But that's why I adore Black Beauty this day. It somehow got me out of that mess. So the fat shirtless boob with the IQ of 25 is the only
it's hard to watch.
Right, is the only help she has, Ramona. And again, like a common sense person would understand that okay, she needs a toe directly backwards out of where she is. She needs a toe. She needs somebody to
just
hook
to
this
pull it
to hook it up
and pull it slowly
to hook
backwards.
It up in multiple spots
straight back.
And pull it straight back.
Yeah.
That's what she needs. So you need to either call a tow truck or find somebody who has a four-wheel drive and towing apparatus, preferably the tow truck, given the precarious situation that she's in. But Dopey, shirtless Dopey, runs over and starts basically jumping on the back of the vehicle.
Yeah, he's basically getting it started again.
Right. He is starting the teeter-totter again. Yeah. Except
what
the guarantee on the teeter-totter thing is if you push down, it's going to come back with more force in the other direction.
I'm surprised he didn't run over the guy on the other side.
Right. It's an absolute thing of beauty. Absolute thing of beauty.
And
you do not want Mr. Helper. You do not want that dude.
He basically pushed it the rest of the way.
Right. He basically just pushed it right over.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. There was a black dude who was there before. He was more thoughtful.
Well, he was on the side. Yeah, at least the side that you should have been if you were going to try something
Look, he was puzzled, okay?
You would have had to have more people than just them two.
Well, we're going to label him puzzled, okay?
Yeah.
He was puzzled enough not to want to screw it up.
Oh, yeah.
So his IQ is significantly higher than a fat white
Absolutely.
Dude. Fat shirtless white dude who's probably barefoot, too, I think. I don't know. Was he barefoot?
That part.
But that dude immediately comes over and starts basically pushing down on the back of her vehicle like he was going to bring it back to land. I
don't think it would have went anywhere. They should have tried to figure
it
out.
It wouldn't have gone anywhere. It had to be towed straight back.
Yeah.
I don't even think you could have got her out. There's no way to get her out.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, her door. Every time her door flies open, I mean, she could have just been crushed by the car.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's in a precarious situation, and, you know, maybe, see, anything she does, it's like the situation I was in. Anything she does is going to tip it over.
Bad.
Like, if she tries to exit it, like to jump out, for example, it's going to tip it over.
It would have tipped over.
I believe. I think any action would have tipped it over.
I'm trying to see if this dude's barefoot, but I can't.
Well, if not, he probably should be.
See, okay. Yeah,
but again, this Einstein just runs over and basically just shoves her right over.
He's got tennis shoes on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I just wanted to check that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, you know. He probably found him somewhere. I mean, again, when you need help, in her case, Ramona, what she should have been doing is yelling out the window, no, just stay away from me. Call a tow truck.
And then after she goes over, there's some lady looking over the edge, too.
Oh, yeah. The one,
I don't know
the
where
one,
she comes from.
The one doing commentary? Isn't there one? Isn't there
oh,
one,
oh, I don't know. Because I don't have the sound on.
Yeah, I think there's one doing like commentary. Oh, no. Is she all right? Is she all right? Yeah, no. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Hey, Butch.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You remember me asking you last year about Pete getting hurt in that basketball game?
Yeah.
Hurting his knee?
Yeah.
That's it.
What are they
That's
saying?
That's why he's out. That his knee is still no good from where he tweaked it in that game.
But that'll be a disaster if if we're talking.
That's what you said at the beginning of the year.
I mean, I told you that. He's an essential get. He's a must-have in protecting sellers.
Yep, he's gone. The Josiah Thomas.
But you're not getting any time frame on him at all?
No, they're both out for the season from what I've read.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. You're saying Peak is out for the season?
That's what I thought I read, yeah. And Josiah Thompson's out. He's that lower back strain that he had. He's done.
Well, if Peak is out, that's if he's out for the year, that's a really big deal because
I think that's what I read. Well, because I read that a couple days ago.
That he's out for the year?
That he's out. Yeah, 2026.
Okay, that'd be a major
Please
blow.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I don't know. I have not seen the specifics of a timeline for him. We'll try and investigate that.
Thank you, brother.
Yep. Thank you, Butch. Appreciate that. On the text line, Ramona, we have. Let's see. Illini J says, I had a heart attack when the snake slithered in front of me while I was reading. Oh my God. Illini J is reading in the pool. That's one of your photos. I cannot make that snake out. It might be a racer. It's hard to tell. Dexter said, after he knocked her off, and then he walked to the nearest Buc-ee's for a giant big gulp and exhausted. Right, right. He was tired after that, Ramona. He was tired. He put in all that effort to try and save her by jumping on the back of her vehicle.
Man, I'm telling you, that looked horrible.
On the whole list of things, Ramona, listen. If you assemble the list of 50 things that Mr. Helper could have done, or shouldn't do, this, he chose number 50. He picked the very worst thing he could have done. The absolute worst thing he could have done. Tech said not out for the season. That's incorrect. Can you give me what is correct on that? Do you know what is correct? Do you know what they're saying? Because, again, I think it's a big deal. John B. says, chitty, chitty, freaking bang, bang. That's from Johnny Hi-Fi. It's what it's like. Doug said, fat shirtless boobs are American heroes. Not this time. Texture 704 says, Peak is doubtful for game one, but is not out for the year. So that'd be good news. That'd be good news. South Carolina needs him. Jason Columbia with the Crying Shane stuff. Jason says, Crying Shane has set this expectation for a while now. Most of their writers have been saying week three, best case scenario for the return, they'll skip the first two cupcakes to start the season. Well, I mean, that would be fine. I mean, if that's the case, that would be fine. So hopefully it is. I mean, you know, you still have to wonder a little bit. You have to wonder. We'll see. I guess we'll see when we get there. Doug said, some reports say Cade is getting number one reps with the Jets because Geno continues to struggle. Your thoughts on Cade as a pro? I'm not optimistic about Cade Klubnik as a pro. I think that we've seen enough of his issues. I do think they have a strong running game and they have talent. But I think the Jets will position themselves to draft a starting quarterback in this year's draft because I don't think Cade Klubnik is their answer long term. I think they basically drafted a backup when they drafted him, and they'll be addressing the starting quarterback position this year. If they view this otherwise at this point, that's because they're the Jets, 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 Jets. All right, we need to go to break. We'll be back.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club is celebrating their 45th football season kickoff with Facts on Sport, broadcasting live on Friday, August 21st from 9 to noon at the Anderson Institute of Technology campus at 315 Pearman Dairy Road in Anderson. Faxon will interview the Anderson County High School head football coaches and key players, and you're invited to come experience it live. Then at noon, enjoy the...
Often has to do with deities. These two apparently thought they were deities, as did the rest of this bunch. And by the way, this is an ongoing... operation. 13 Penn State fraternity brothers have been charged with running a major cocaine trafficking ring, with some pledges allegedly forced to cut and package cocaine as part of their indoctrination into the frats.
How about that?
Look at these two, Ramona.
I know.
I mean, these two look like they're in high school.
They do.
Like little straight-A students. You know, the one on the left looks like, you know, he might have keyed a car once or twice.
Not the other one. The other one doesn't look like he's ever done anything.
Right, but that's the worst that he's ever done. And the one on the right has never done anything. Has never missed a class. Has never skipped a class. Is a straight. By the way, he's the big wheel. The one on the right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's smiling like that.
There's another. I saw somewhere where somebody referred to him as Pablo Pledge Escobar.
Oh my God! He's in trouble.
Pablo Pledge Escobar.
He's in trouble. Where's their mugshots? I don't guess they put those up.
It's coming. They're not going to look anything like this.
Yeah, you know, I want to see their expressions during their mugshots.
They're all smiles here. Yeah. You know, they got their little nerdy smiles and their little ties and suits. And, you know, it's the nice school picture. Yeah, the next
picture. It looks like a school picture.
The next picture is not going to look nearly as nice. You know, I wrote, LOL, never judge a book by its cover. 20 years in prison for these two little genii. Because that's where they're going, Ramona. They're going to the big house. Now, maybe they can do a startup venture in the big house where they... where they sell drugs to inmates, because that's apparently what they're good at. Can you imagine this? And allegedly, like, this one's father is involved.
Involved in the actual...
I don't know. I don't know all the details.
That's not good. Yeah, it's in the family.
Yeah, the details have not been revealed as yet. Right. But, like, allegedly the old man was, like, trying to get to weasel him out of it. And there's no weaseling out of this, my man.
I don't think so. No, this is big time.
Hey, Ramona, I know this, again, the nerd on the right doesn't look like it. But they found weapons and money and additional drugs and everything in his...
In his room.
In his apartment, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they found all of
weapons.
That. Weapons. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, weapons, too. Yeah, so they found all... This guy right here, Ramon. This guy. The guy in this photo. Weapons. Oh, the guy in this photo. If you thought about this guy with weapon, you'd probably think slingshot. And a bird, something like that, you know. They've advanced. This one on the left is very white looking, but they're both gonna be white soon because they're not gonna see daylight for a long.
No, there's gonna be no sun.
Right, no sun where they're going. No sun where they're going. And you know, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to feel badly for them? I don't.
They're selling cocaine.
They're selling cocaine.
No, of course not.
They are forcing their frat
their pledges.
They're forcing their pledges into packaging cocaine as part of their indoctrination. Now, again, there comes a point where, like, the pledges need to wake up and say, "I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Right? I'm going to the police, Pablo."
But they might have saw the guns in his room.
Well, maybe. Said, yeah, maybe. I mean,
that's
bad
news. Yeah, that is bad news.
Yeah, they probably were. They probably were intimidated.
Intimidated, sure.
But these people are going to prison for a long time. I mean, this is a major, major deal. And the way I understand it, there are going to be many more involved. Like, this is just scratching the surface. The 13 isn't the end of this deal. But imagine that at Penn State. How do you like that? And again,
Penn State.
Yeah, yeah. Never judge a book by its cover. These two right here, these would be like the last two on Earth, you would think. You know, like if you lined up like photos of like 500 Penn State students, these two would be like the last two on Earth, you would expect.
Yeah, right? somebody posted the two pledges from Animal House.
Matt in the Big Brown Truck says, going for a true whiteout at Penn State. They are. They're going for the true whiteout.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, 100%. Dick said, Snow Paterno. That's funny, but you know, the paternal thing is a little sad. What?
These, some of these responses.
Tex said, "Fudd is out for the season, having arthroscopic surgery." That doesn't surprise me. They never should have chosen her. I know she's played fairly well, but they never should have chosen her for a whole assortment of reasons. She had knee issues to begin with, and now she's Tex said more like State Penn.
Hey, there you go. It is the state pen.
Tex said preppy kids love Coke. Yeah, and that's the other thing. They're distributing it on campus to how many other students? How many other students are getting their Coke from this band of criminals?
That's terrible.
Jason Columbia just said what we said earlier. Pablo pledged Escobar. Jason, we said that, Jason. You're supposed to be listening, Jason.
They got somebody put sunglasses and mustaches on both of them.
They did?
And like
where are you seeing that?
Flowery shirts. If you click on your thing, it goes to the responses. You have to click it down.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Click on yours and then scroll it down. They're wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Uncle Baby Billy said, "Man, these dudes' lives are over. Idiots." Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. God, you got, man, people don't think. They don't think.
You're going from big men on campus to little men in prison.
Yeah, that ain't good.
No, that's not good. That is not good. I don't see your little Hawaiian shirts thing. Okay. So Uncle Baby Billy sent me a story. Oh, is this the one with the father? Okay. Maybe the father's the other one. All right, this is from the New York Post.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan, don't go anywhere. Dad busted in Penn State frat bro cocaine trafficking ring. Case is, oh my God, listen to this. I had not seen this, Ramona. So we have another whole layer to this now. Dad busted in Penn State frat bro cocaine trafficking ring case is a prominent Pittsburgh lawyer.
That's not good. If he goes to jail.
A prominent Pittsburgh lawyer has been implicated in the Penn State frat brother drug trafficking scandal with his son among the alleged ringleaders. Paul Robinson, an attorney with the firm of Meyer, Darrow, Buckler, Babinek, and Echt, apparently not one of the main players because his name doesn't even get mentioned, and they mentioned every other person's name in creation. They mentioned like everyone. They mentioned the janitor there in the title, but this dude.
Yeah, he got his name.
Yeah, this. Yeah, now his name is mentioned. Yeah, and one time frat member. Oh, he's a one time frat member. Is charged with helping to hide evidence from an alleged multi state cocaine trafficking ring in the Sigma Chi and Delta Upsilon fraternities at Penn State, run by his son, Thomas, and other current and former students. Oh, here's a nice father son picture right here, Ramona.
You know, you got to do stuff with your dad.
Yeah, it's,
man,
nice. It's nice.
They're
out, in nature, Ramona. They got the mountains behind them, arm in arm. Yeah, both got their sunglasses on. Maybe they were anticipating further photos. In all, 14 people were charged with Thomas Robinson and Agostino Abatiello, described as the alleged ringleaders of the operation. Paul Robinson is charged with felony tampering, hindering apprehension for taking steps to conceal evidence in the case, including a safe stuffed with cash and drugs, and obstructing the investigation, state prosecutors said. You know, so this guy, Ramona, if this is all true, okay, not only is this guy also going to prison, but if he ever gets out, there's no more attorney for him. Okay,
no,
his law career, he's going to be
over.
Disbarred. That's all over.
It's so over. He's going to be in a parking lot shirtless helping people.
That's right. He's going to be knocking some woman's car down a gully. The elder Robinson earned a bachelor's degree from Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania. Well, that's impressive. And a law degree from the New England School of Law in 1992, according to a company profile, which also lists Thomas as one of his children. He was treasurer for Delta Sigma Phi as an undergrad, blah, blah, blah. He was admitted to the bar in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, specializes in transportation, commercial, construction, and insurance law. Yeah, of course he does. Jonathan, I'm coming to you on the other side.
WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Milo's, family made since 1946 and the number one selling refrigerated tea in America, is hiring logistics technicians right now in Spartanburg. Newsweek.